Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Over the past few weeks, we've been talking about when you're given an impossible task or when you're given a thankless task. And today I want to talk about when everybody's ship has come in but yours. Everyone's having a blessing, and your ship is somewhere way out to sea. Have you ever been in that place? Whenever I look at Facebook, I can tell you that I am committing one of the deadly sins because there's envy, especially those who are able to take selfies. Now, there are pictures of me on my Facebook page, but they're retouched from a professional photographer. I would never take a selfie. And the most you will see on my page, except for nature, is my puppy dog, because she's the prettiest one in the household. So there's a lot of pictures of her. I look at those pictures of families who are all so well coordinated and beautifully dressed, and I think back to the time when I had my child, and if my husband didn't dress him, his socks wouldn't match. I did not have the together lives that I see everybody else having. And sometimes you wonder why some people seem to be born under a beautiful star. They're most popular in high school. They go to college and do so well. They get a job right out of college that's fulfilling. They seem to have everything coming their way. And then there's the rest of us. What happens when you see everybody else's ship come in but your own? I think of this story today. There are two different crowds here. There's the people on the plane. These are the people who have come to hear Jesus and come to get something for themselves. And this seems to be a pretty rude crowd. You know, usually people would come up humbly to Jesus and ask for help. Not this crew. They came and they're grabbing a hold of him like he's a rock star. And they said every time somebody grabbed a hold of him, power went out of him. Now, I can imagine Jesus' inner circle, the disciples, especially Peter, James, and John, the rough, tough guys. They were probably pushing people back and saying, come on, wait your turn. And they were trying to do crowd control. But there were many other disciples besides those 12. And the Bible says that they must have been sitting up high. So there's this whole group of people. And then maybe those were the people perched on rocks that were watching the spectacle below. And as people are grabbing a hold of Jesus and getting what they need from him, you wonder about those people up above who were watching this. These were the people who had given everything up to follow Jesus. Their lives weren't that great to begin with. They were people who lived hard-scrabbled lives, but at least every day they were able to make enough to put food on the table and a roof over their heads. And then Jesus one day calls them and everything changes. And they're not sure where their next meal is coming from. They said there were women in the crowd who took out of their substance so that the disciples could do their work. It was a rough life for them. And so as the crowd is getting what they want, Jesus, it says, looks up to those people in the gallery watching. They weren't running down to Jesus getting healed. They were the people who were working. They were the grunts. They were the ones who were in those thankless jobs and those impossible tasks. And he looks up to them and says, blessed are you. God hasn't forgotten you. Blessed are you poor, because you are going to inherit not wealth, but the kingdom of God, which is so much grander than what we have here on earth. Blessed are you who are mourning. Blessed are those whose lives have not come together. God sees you. And then he gives the woes. And so often the woes are used to make everybody feel guilty if they have anything. But that's not what that was about. He's saying that the people who are in trouble, who are rich and who have everything, the reason they're in trouble is because they grabbed what they could and they have not helped another human being. We are told that if we are blessed with material things, we need to be a blessing. We need to use those gifts to help others. And so he's not saying to rich people, you're doomed. What he's saying is you've got to be a part of the greater community, and you've got to help those with your wealth. One time, my mother, who was not wealthy, and she would hear people say, well, you know, money isn't everything. And she'd say, yeah, it isn't everything, but it sure makes life a little simpler when you have it. Jesus looked at them, and he said, I know your ship hasn't come in, but wait. There's something wondrous for you. And what was it for these disciples? If you read in the New Testament, after Jesus' death, we read about him appearing to the disciples, but Paul tells us that he appeared to 500 people. That might have been the people in the crowd that day, wondering when their ship was going to come in. They never got material wealth, but they saw the resurrected Christ. Not a vision, not a ghost, but God in the flesh come down to earth, and they could feel him and they could touch him, and they knew that the kingdom of heaven was theirs. I know when people come to serve on boards in our church, it is not a position of wealth. It is not a position of honor. We do thank our board members. We have a nice cake. But you know that after that, that the only time you're going to be approached is when somebody has a complaint. And when we look at this beautiful church, sometimes when I come in here, I think people think things happen by magic. But those of us in leadership know better. We know how much work it takes for the church to look so beautiful. We know how much work it takes for us to go live on Facebook, and how many months it took for troubleshooting to happen. And then when things go wrong, we have people say, you know, I didn't hear this, and this didn't go right. We know that the work sometimes is not only thankless, but it can be very frustrating. You know that in your homes. You know that in your work outside these doors. It's a tough life. But Jesus reminds us that when we are children of the living God and when we are working towards that beautiful day that we can give our work to God and say, I've done what I can, that God gives us that stamp of approval. I think of Psalm 1 that was read earlier, where it says, happy are those who do not take the path that sinners tread, but their delight is in the law of the Lord. Well, what's the law of the Lord? It's a simple law. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your mind, and with all your soul, and you love your neighbor as yourself. And they said, those people, they don't say, those people are going to be wealthy. Those people are going to be honored. Those people will have a life of roses. What they say is, they'll be like trees planted by water. And they will always have that rootedness in them. So, beloved, if your ship hasn't come in, don't worry about it. You keep on. You keep on with the task that God has given to you. You're faithful, and you know that each and every day that we're walking in Christ, we have roots within ourselves. I think of that delightful story in Mother Teresa's time. You remember Mother Teresa, who was the nun who took care of the poor and the untouchables in India. And her, she was so famous that the Pope one time came to visit. And I think it appalled him because she was going around in a ratty old automobile, so he wanted her to be treated with respect and honor, so he gifted her, a beautiful limo so that she could be driven around in style. Now, she had worked hard and deserved that. What did that woman do? She auctioned it off so that the people in her care could be ministered to. Blessed are you when your ship hasn't come in, but you're still faithful to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that your grace will sustain us, that we have inherited a kingdom made without hands, that as we are faithful, you remain faithful to us. And we ask that this day you will encourage that one who is in the thankless task, who has been burdened, who wants to give up, to continue to be a tree planted by the waters. We ask this mercy in Jesus' name. Amen.